Hey thinkers, welcome back to another episode of Thinking to Think. I'm your host, M.A. Aponte, and today we're diving into a topic that's close to many of our hearts, career development and job search. I'm posting this around March, and the reason why is because we're heading towards job seeking season. So whether you're just starting your professional journey or looking to making a career move, we've got insights and tips to help you navigate the job market effectively. So grab a pen, take some notes, let's get started. All right, let's kick things off by talking about the importance of career development. In today's fast-paced world, having a plan for your career is more crucial than ever. It's not just about landing a job. It's about building a fulfilling and sustainable career. So how do you start? Let's talk about breaking it down by first discussing career planning. The foundation of a successful career is a well-thought-out plan. Think of it as your career roadmap. Identify your passions, skills, and values. What do you enjoy doing? What are you good at? What matters most to you? Answering these questions can guide you toward a career that aligns with who you are. Research is key. Explore different industries. Identify potential career paths that align with your interests and skills. Utilize resources like the Occupational Outlook Handbook by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or connect with professionals in your desired field for informational interviews. For instance, if you have a passion for technology and excellent problem-solving skills, a career in IT or some software development might be a great fit. Take the time to explore various industries and roles that resonate with your interests and skills. Now, let's talk about the power of networking. It's not just about attending events and collecting business cards. It's about building genuine connections. Networking opens the doors to opportunities you might not find through traditional job searches. Start by reaching out to people in your industry of interest. Attend networking events, join professional groups, and connect on social media platforms like LinkedIn. Don't be afraid to initiate conversations and express genuine interest in others. Let me elaborate on this. Networking isn't just about collecting business cards. It's about building genuine relationships. Here are some tips. 1, attend industry events and conferences. I know I mentioned that before, but that doesn't mean it's not less important. 2, connect with people on LinkedIn. Join relevant groups and engage in discussions. 3, reach out to alumni from your school or previous workplaces. 4, don't be afraid to ask for informational interviews. Learn from experienced professionals in your field of interest. And I'll give you an example. Imagine you're passionate about marketing. Attend marketing conferences, participate in online forums, and connect with professionals in the field. You might discover job openings, gain valuable insights, and even find mentors who might guide you in your career. Now, let's move on to the next big piece, crafting an effective resume. Now, this is the most crucial element in the job search process. It's your resume. Your resume is your first impression on potential employers, so it needs to be compelling and tailored to the job you're applying for. Keep it concise, highlight your achievements, and use keywords relevant to the industry. Make sure to customize your resume for each job application, emphasizing the skills and experiences that align with a specific role. Here's an example. If you're applying for a project management position, emphasize your successful project outcomes, leadership skills, and relevant certifications. Tailoring your resume shows employers that you've put thought into how your skills match their needs. next thing we're going to discuss is navigating the job interviews. So, congratulations, your resume has caught the eye of a potential employer, and now it's time for the job interview. How do you navigate this crucial step in the hiring process? Well, research the company, prepare answers to common interview questions, and practice your responses. Showcase your skills and experiences, and don't forget to ask thoughtful questions about the company, culture, and expectations. Preparation is key. Research the company and the position thoroughly. Practice your responses to common interview questions and anticipate potential scenarios. Here's an example. Imagine you're interviewing for a sales position. Highlight your previous sales achievement. Share stories that demonstrate your problem-solving abilities and inquire about the company's sales and strategies and goals. Now, things that you need to consider. We covered a lot in this very short but straight to the point episode for career planning. So, networking and mastering the job interview, that is key. And remember, your career is a journey, and each step contributes to your growth. I'm going to give you some action steps to consider. And here are some 10. Here's the 10 that I'm going to recommend to you. 1, reflect on your career goals and create a personalized career plan. 2, expand your professional network by attending industry events or connecting online. 3, review and update your resume, ensuring it aligns with your career aspirations. 4, practice common interview questions and develop compelling responses. 5, stay persistent and embrace the journey. Career development is a continuous process. 6, stay positive and persistent. Job search can be a marathon, not a sprint. Don't get discouraged by initial setbacks. 7, utilize online job boards and professional networking sites. They're out there, just find them. 8, practice your self-marketing skills. Learn how to confidently communicate your value proposition to potential employers. 9, never stop learning and developing your skill set. Take online courses, read or listen to books, attend workshops, and stay up to date on industry trends. And finally, number 10, subscribe to this podcast so that you can develop your critical thinking skills, so that you can take your critical thinking skills to any profession, because that's one of the top requests that hiring managers are looking for. They're looking for that skill set. I'm not saying that. That's what the data has proven by statistics. So, with that being said, thank you for joining me on this episode of Thinking to Think. If you found this insightful, don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with your friends. Remember, your career is in your hands, and with thoughtful planning and strategic moves, you can build the career of your dreams. Until next time, keep thinking, keep growing, and keep reaching for those career goals. This is M.A. Aponte signing off. Take care, and remember to share so we can build a critical thinking society together.